With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Since June 1st, Garfield County has seen 101 new COVID-19 cases, forcing it to stay in the safer-at-home phase of reopening, while state officials expect other counties to qualify for the Protect Our Neighbors phase soon. Yvonne Long, the county's public health director, says the surge in cases was likely from people socializing over Memorial Day weekend.
We knew that there would be a rise in cases. We didn't expect it to be quite so drastic as what it has been.
After this holiday weekend, she says another spike is possible.
We are again expecting that we will see an increase in cases, and we're just hoping that it's not as drastic as what we have seen in the past few weeks.
Long says if residents and visitors don't take the pandemic seriously, it could take the county longer to continue to reopen its economy. She says residents and visitors should wear a mask, social distance, and wash their hands. Contact tracing plays a major role in Pickens County's plan to manage the spread of COVID-19. But ahead of a busy holiday weekend in the Roaring Fork Valley, epidemiologists warn that tracking infections and out-of-towners is harder than residents. Alex Hager has the details.
If a visitor to Aspen tests positive for COVID-19, that case is handled by their county of residence back home. In some instances, a person could have the virus and be in contact with people in Aspen, but Pitkin County would never hear about it. Here's County Epidemiologist Josh Vance.
It does make it trickier at times to really track who are all those people that have had COVID that have been here. Oftentimes, they're here for a little bit, they leave, and we never knew they were here and infectious.
The number of positive COVID-19 cases in Pitkin County continues to rise. Aspen Valley Hospital says they're still at a comfortable level in terms of patient capacity, but are at a cautious level after seeing an increased demand for tests. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
New claims for unemployment benefits went down again last week. More than 8,300 people filed for unemployment. That's down by more than 1,000 new claims from the previous week. Unemployment filings hit their peak in Colorado in mid-April, when more than 100,000 people filed for unemployment in 1 week. The industries hardest hit by the state's COVID-19 economic crisis are food service, retail, healthcare, and manufacturing. Human activity in much of the world has slowed down thanks to the pandemic. Wildlife scientists say it's created a unique opportunity to study how we affect animals. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
This phenomenon is being called the anthropause. Christian Roots is lead author of the study that coined the term. He says the opportunity has arisen by the most tragic circumstances.
But it is an opportunity which we feel we cannot afford to miss. It will allow us to investigate in unprecedented detail the interaction between humans and wildlife. And this knowledge, in turn, can be used further down the line.
Say for management decisions, like making minor changes to roadways in order to reduce wildlife car collisions. Lots of people, not just scientists, have had unusual wildlife observations during lockdown. Roots says now we need scientific investigation to see how these animals really are making use of the landscape when we're not there to bother them. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.